sex, love, and money. Fun. Brooklyn, sex, love, and money. Get up, calm. Drink. Black Dawn's exclusive. Fire in the dark. Fire in the dark. Freaky black beauty with the pretty pop. Where you work it out, got me feeling. Bang. I hit the Jeep ready for the street. Heavy ghetto sweet breezing through the evening. Bang. I'm on the launch pad for the warm blast. Got the John Shaft cock back and loaded. Bang. I beat the war jump. Body awesome. It's the way that you come that got me going. Bang. I'm on the back stretch rolling. Playing back all the magic moments. Don't front, you know I got you, know I got you. You sneaky freaky, but I know about you, know about you. You straight dope, I can't go without you, go without you. Lay back and relax your mind. About the double the dosage in half the time. Ha! Master physical mastermind. You play quiet, but in private that ass is mine. Huh? We body rocking the last of time. And then we body rocking the last of time. And then we body rocking the last of time. And then we body rocking. Her body rockin' nine, shallow one deep, and ain't nobody stopping. 100 shallow, 10 deep, and ain't nobody stopping. 1,000 shallow, 100 deep, I'm that body rockin'.
I wanna see
your
mom get overside, Michelle. I wanna see your mama, just can't help myself. I wanna see your mom get overside, Michelle. I wanna see your mama, just can't help myself. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Freaky, 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 freaky black. Freaky, 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 freaky black.
Freaky black beauty, pretty person blouse, where you twerk it out, got me leaning. Bang, I hit the street easy in my seat, lightning on my feet, breezy like the evening. Bang, I'm on the launch pad, feel a warm blast, boogie strong chef, cock back and loaded. Bang, tap a ball jump, body awesome, it's the way that you come that got me going. Bang, I'm on the back roads rolling, I'm playing back all the magic moments. Don't front, you know I got you, know I got you. Sneaky freaky, but I know about you, know about you. You're good air, can't go without you, go without you. Lay back and relax your mind. About double the dosage and half the time. Huh, master physical, mastermind. You play quiet, but in private, we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking, body rocking.
Don't stop the body rocks. I wanna see your mom get overside, Michelle. I wanna see your love, just can't help myself. I wanna see your mom get overside, Michelle. I wanna see your love, just can't help myself. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Freaky, 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 freaky black. Freaky, 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 freaky black.
Sex, love, and money.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to radioactiveradio.org, Flying Media Bastards radio show. I'm Jake. Thanks for tuning in. That is there, of course, was Mos Def doing Sex, Love, and Money off his newest album, The New Danger. Before that, I played System of a Down doing Old School Hollywood off of their new album. I played that last week, too, but I like it, so I played it again. Before that was Probot, which is the strange 80s metal side project, 80s metal-esque side project of Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, where he just hooked up with a bunch of famous 80s metal vocalists. And that was Lemmy from Motorhead was his cohort, compadre, comrade, something on that track. For that, we had Steve Earle and the Pogues doing Johnny Come Lately, the weird little country/Irish folk jam for y'all. And we started that off with Ride doing OX4. In the background here, we got a little bit of Dirty 3 and Dust Brothers and Tandun. Let's see. What shall I talk about next? We'll make fun of Clear Channel first. Clear Channel, of course, is the radio corporate behemoth. Last I checked, they own 60% of the country's rock and roll radio stations, as well as an awful lot of the nation's concert venues, booking agents, billboards, etc. Apparently, last week... Was it last week? Recently. We'll say recently. We don't know the exact date. A website popped up in Akron, Ohio. RadioFreeOhio.org. And it had this statement, as well as a message board later. Radio in Ohio sucks. We know. We've listened. Radio has changed. Gone are the days of big-name personalities who weren't afraid to play what they wanted. Gone are the days when we could hear a newsman deliver the news about what was happening in my town without follow-ups on runaway brides or stories about a game show host betting a contestant. Most importantly, gone are the days of multiple viewpoints and opinions. Instead, we get corporate-mandated opinions from talking heads, corporate-controlled playlists, music playlists, and so on. So, you know, that sounds like, hey, there's going to be this cool new radio station in Akron, Ohio, right? Well, somebody did a little search and found out that RadioFreeOhio.org, the domain name of that site, is owned by Clear Channel. By a Clear Channel station in San Antonio, actually. So it's looking like folks who may be listening in Ohio or who may have friends in Ohio, Clear Channel is going to open up a station there and try to portray it as this cool, hip, you know, power to the people sort of station. But it's still going to be owned by a big corporation doing whatever they want it to do. There's a cute little cat sleeping next to me. He just jerked in his sleep and kicked me. So if you have friends in Ohio, or if you are in Ohio, if you go to that site, RadioFreeOhio.org, strangely, they took down all of the message board and content after they were found out, but they do have an email address, so you might want to send them an email and call them, you know, corporate whores, or tell them you won't listen to their station no matter what because they went with this deception route. My guess, honestly, would be that they're going to go with a format similar to in Los Angeles. There's a station called Indy 103. It's a 103.1 FM up there. It is also a Clear Channel-owned station that tries to position itself as, you know, the cool, hip, you know, we do it our way sort of station. But really, it's owned by Clear Channel. The one difference is they don't program it. They've outsourced the programming content to primarily a Spanish language media conglomerate, whose name I can't recall at the moment. But still, it's another big station. They're making the decisions on what happens, not anybody real. It's funny, the Indy 103 station, they act like they're all cool and independent, but they keep putting more and more DJs on who are actually rock stars, music stars of various kinds, and give them their own show to play what they want, which is kind of cool. It's an improvement over having a robot choose what you're listening to next. But still, I mean, you're taking rich people with too much access to the media already. You're letting them decide what's going on. That's not real impressive to me. I've got an article here. Product placements in television shows. The advertisers will spend $4.2 billion in product placement advertisement on television shows this year. Advertisers pay as much as $2 million an episode to get their products featured on NBC's The Apprentice, the WB's What I Like About You, the OC, Desperate Housewives, and Survivor. And there's actually now, it's being looked into. And this was actually very funny. There's a speech that was given by, what's his name? Jonathan S. Adelstein, who's a commissioner on the FCC. He gave a speech yesterday at the Media Institute, a group I don't know anything about, called Fresh is Not as Fresh as Frozen, a Response to the Commercialization of American Media. And basically he's very concerned about the product placements in television because it's a way of sort of sneakily getting advertising in where maybe it shouldn't be. But I can't believe, I mean, that's one of the most naive things I've ever seen. I mean, this guy's got a really big, important position. He should know this is how shit is. I'm a little irritated that he would try to pretend that, or not try to pretend, that he's shocked and appalled by this. The commercialization of American media, the American media has been commercialized for how many centuries? How long has this country been around? I mean, obviously it's gotten hyper-commercialized in recent years, but I mean, that's how most media is not purchased by you. That's not how they make their money. They make their money by putting advertising in there. There's your commercialization. Your advertisers now have a say in the content of the magazine. And actually, that's happened in this past week. I believe GM and, I think BP, British Petroleum. I believe three major companies this week announced that they would pull advertising from media outlets if they perceive that there was negative coverage of themselves or their issues. So, I mean, that's one of the problems with the media, one might say. I'll have to track down what those companies were. Can't quite remember. Oh, and here's a bit of good news. Every once in a while you get that. Piece of good news. Well, good-ish. House kills first vote on Iraq withdrawal. The House of Representatives voted down a measure by 128 to 300 vote that called on President Bush to devise a plan for a withdrawal from Iraq. It came in the form of an amendment to the $491 billion budget for the Pentagon that passed on Wednesday night. So that bill was turned down, but there was actually a vote on it. Somebody in Congress actually brought up the idea, hey, maybe we should get out of Iraq. And it lost by about a two-thirds of the House voted against it, but it's on the right track. Anyhow, music. You all like music, right? We will play. This is New Sleater Kinney. What's Mine is Yours. It is pretty good. And this is the Lying Media Bastards radio show on Radioactive. Thanks for listening.
Tell me your name. We're all triangle trade over the face, that's a fact. Down south, John Birch is burning churches. Covert KKKs is filling more hearses. But what hurts is the worst is that I'm always versus my nigga over there. While the Ritz at the top of the pyramid won't let me get near. We used to through Maryland woods, but now we got the opportunity to. It's all good, but since they shipped us, it's as if I should be grateful I'm imported. Like Dominicans, Haitians, we live on the same land, but don't speak the same language with the same suntan. Such a shame how the racist theories cloud some mind. You see, the ladder of economics is what we need to climb to gain power. By any means, war or peaceful, the powers that be won't give
power to the people.
I put my sanity in jars of jams to preserve it. I'd be damned if I didn't purge the poison of the. He never gave my community acres to construct. We just put us in his palm, standing on a lifeline. And like guns that's rusted, we're always self-destructed. And I wonder how to.
They'll justify genocide.
We got to seize the times, y'all. Wake up, put some Afrocentric makeup on your mind. It's home. World's about to break up. Motivating words.
I hope you dig it. All black children.
Hear me.
Everywhere.
Hear this.
Everywhere.
Hear this. Waste away sitting, waiting for a handle. I'm creative, so I stand out. It's fitting that we and win this race. It's cause we grow from royal lineage. First place was just civilization's base. Conquered, captured, exported over the face. Here's a topic for Cochrane and Grace to explore. How could this nigga American, African, find a like five? What the fuck is these dreams I dream just becomes my life. It's like I'm pushing a boulder up a mountain. The strain on the brain is released on
street line,
and we squash you in boxes
like subterranean monsters.
X-Men's Rob Swift, Sunet's good times. See, I'm smooth like Emollients, then actually gifted. Sending blessings to the audience, habitually twisted. Yo, my audio performance, decrypted or miss it. The niggas that are forwards on a mission, we never burn out, we keep on building. Yo, Rob, yo, what's that shit you frequent? That's the question.
And the rhythm of my hands extensions and the rhythm of my hands extensions just stick.
We got to seize the times, y'all. Wake up, put some Afrocentric makeup on your mind. This whole world's about to break up. Motivating words. I hope you
dig it.
All
black children.
My people call you
beautiful.
These two brothers got the knowledge and we use our tools. We spread our music
into the street.
You see, the earth's a turntable revolving on the beat. My birth of verse is just so fruit and straight up nigga entertainment for
you.
I hope
you and your main man
go with poetry, imitating life for comprehend. His name is
Rob Swift.
All production and a scratch.
And.
The multi-talented mash. G-U-D. T-Y, the M, the E. I resent what they did, so I'll never. I dream about music. My lifetime vision is to have minority children grooving too.
Black rhythm.
Rob, your hands, nah, they ain't no equal. Just one creative expression for all.
Black people.
And all.
Black people.
Struggles is what's molding me. That's why I always drop the hot.
Black poets.
Black poets.
Black.
it's Wednesday, the evening, the mess we're in, and oh.
Folks, this is Jake, the Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. That is there was PJ Harvey and Tom York doing a song called The Mess We're In. Before that, we had The Executioners doing Musica Negra, which translates into black music. Before that, we had Sleater-Kinney, What's Mine and Yours is Yours. I dug that song. I will certainly go and find that album and have it and play it. And just before he left, DJ Lotus came by, and he asked if I would announce the virtual sit-in against the Minutemen. I'll just read this little announcement about it and tell you how to get involved if you want. It says, Swarm the Minutemen invites people from all over the world who oppose racist violence to join the Electronic Disturbance Theater action on May 27th, 28th, and 29th, 2005 to engage in a virtual sit-in on the Minutemen website during their Unite to Fight Summit. The Minutemen, of course, are the rednecks. A bunch of racist rednecks that want to stop Mexicans and Latinos from crossing the U.S. border illegally. I say racist because whenever you talk to them or hear about them, they never, ever seem to have any idea on why it's bad these people are crossing the border, or why we need more border patrol protection. It's always just a given that it's bad, which to me, sort of, if you think about it, doesn't take too long to realize that there is some racist undertones. They're not telling you to watch the border of Canada. They don't seem to care so much if the Canadians crossing the border illegally. Something about those dark-skinned people they don't like. Anyhow, There's a big, long email or web address I can give you, but probably the easiest way to get this information, if you're interested, is go to the San Diego Independent Media Center website, which is sdimc.org, and then it's the second item on the main part of the page, the virtual sit-in against the Minutemen. So sdimc.org, and then the second item, sit-in against the Minutemen. We've got a bit of creepy news here. This is, now, there are many folks out there who are against the use of genetically modified organisms, the use of genetically modified or genetically engineered foods, or having those sorts of genes and things in foods eaten by humans. Number of reasons for this. Usually, there's this idea, one, that it's, you know, because it's not natural, it's something's wrong with it. There's also the idea that, you know, we don't know what the consequences would be of eating this stuff or of growing this stuff long term. I mean, the scariest idea that I've seen is that, you know, you take a potato and you insert some, you know, weird fish genes into it, and, you know, you start growing your potato plants, and suddenly, I might have the wrong plant. I'm going to switch over to, I don't know anything about plants. Let's say you've got a genetically engineered tree. You've got a tree, and, when that tree is growing up and it's cross-pollinating with other trees, maybe you got some of the fish genes in the pollen on your genetically engineered tree float down and pollinate a tree that does not have fish genes. Now, without any effort whatsoever, you're now contaminating the real world with your experimental genes, and you don't know what impact that's going to have. That it could have severe repercussions. The worst was the Monsanto Corporation, who is really evil. I mean, them and Halliburton, I mean, they win the silver and gold in the evil Olympics every year. Monsanto was going to create something that they called the Terminator gene, which was basically going to be, if you buy your crop seeds from Monsanto, you'd plant them, the crops would grow, and then if you tried to take the seeds off of that new crop and plant those, they wouldn't work. The Terminator gene would create sterile offspring, sterile seeds. Imagine if that happened to cross-pollinate with other plants out in the real world. That could be causing the extinction of other plant species. So I've seen a number of reasons to fear the use of genetically modified foods and crops, but I've never seen much evidence that directly said that they're bad for you. I haven't seen much evidence that said, you know, it's going to give you cancer or, you know, it's going to give you a tummy ache or kill you or anything like that. I haven't seen so much of that. But now we got it. This last week, the Independent of London, that newspaper, got their hands on a secret report, a secret research study that Monsanto, the evil agribusiness genetically modifying company, created a 1,139-page report, which showed they had an experiment in there that when they took one group of rats and fed them a lot of genetically modified corn, and then took another group of rats and gave them non-genetically modified foods, it doesn't say here if it was corn or not, the genetically modified corn-eating group, they developed abnormalities to internal organs and changes to their blood. Let's see if I can find the specifics. The changes in the blood of the rodents could indicate that the rat's immune system had been damaged or that a disorder such as a tumor had grown and the system was mobilizing to fight it. Dr. Vivian Howard, a senior lecturer on human anatomy and cell biology at Liverpool University, called for the publication of the full study, saying that the summary gave a prima facie case for concern. Dr. Michael Antoniou, an expert on molecular genetics at Guy's Hospital Medical School, described the findings as very worrying from a medical point of view, adding, "I have been amazed at the number of significant differences they found in the rat experiment." So this is a secret study that was done. It's a new? You say? Well, it's related to Monsanto's corn crop, codenamed MON863. It is genetically engineered so that it will repel rootworms, which are some sort of pest that would, some sort of insect that would eat corn or eat the roots of the corn. So, but it's here. This is, from my understanding, I've seen about three studies which imply that there was damage that could be caused by genetically engineered foods. This is the most damning I've seen. I want to see the details. I want to know what the sample size was. I mean, if they did this on like four rats, that doesn't prove anything. But if it was on a significant number, okay, now we've got evidence that genetically modified foods can definitely be bad for you. Oh, and if you want to not eat genetically modified foods, you're living here in the U.S., tough luck. Pretty much everything here may or may not have genetically modified crops that went into them as ingredients. There's no sort of labeling laws that would force a company to say, this is made from crazy scientist, robot, Frankenstein, super science crops. Nothing. You'll get no notice. If you buy products that are labeled as organic, there's a pretty good chance that it won't have any genetically modified genes in there. But it is hard to tell. The definitions of organic have gotten very muddy, and the penalties for saying that something is organic when it's not are not very steep, to my understanding. So, hooray. I will hop into some more music, and I'll have some closing thoughts later in the program. Or I might just play more songs. This here, I'd mentioned this one, this track, earlier in the show, or referred to it anyway. This is a band called Shitmat. Or perhaps it's a foreign word and it should be pronounced Shime or something, but it looks to me like it's Shitmat. Song's called Dubplate Murder Sound, and it has been given a genre title, Ragacore Speed Hall. Wait, no. Ragacore Speed Hall Mentalism. Now, basically it's sort of an experimental sounding reggae breakbeat noise thing. So, usually on this show I will only play stuff that I like, that I've listened to and I said I like that song. This one I haven't decided if I like or not. It's a little out there. But, give it a listen. You can all tell me what you think. Oh, and if you want to make a request for the remainder of the show, get on your instant messenger, send something to Radioactive SD, and I'm here. But let's give this Shitmat a try. And if you don't like it, it's about a 4-minute song. If you don't like it, just bear with it, and I'll hop into some more traditional, non-reggaecore speed hall music soon. Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. Thanks for listening. I'm here till 3.
A soul killer. Dead. I'm original. Say yo. Please come kill some dog.
Rugged Messiah, you're rough and rugged.
Kill some dog.
Rugged Messiah, you're rough and rugged.
Kill some dog.
Rugged Messiah, you're rough and rugged. Before I say what I have to say is.
Blood of this class.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Listen to RadioActiveRadio.org. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. This is going to be my last song. I'm going to pop on a little Indigo Girls doing Galileo. Today was a folk-heavy edition of the show. I'm not quite sure why. That just there was Queens of the Stone Age doing God Is in the Radio. For that, we had Billy Bragg and Wilco doing Christ for President. Luminescent Orchestra doing Moonsong. Potential Threat doing The Other War. And we started that set with Shit Matt doing Dub Plate Murder Sound. Coming out with Indigo Girls, we'll have a little Democracy on Now on coming on after me. Thanks for listening. I'll see y'all next week. And you can check out my site, LyingMediaBastards.com, if you want more stuff for them. Thanks.
Daily fears explode. I try to trace them to my youth.